This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, hour number two, and we're going right back to the telephone lines, and we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, well, we've got some breaking news here, folks. Apparently, within the last hour or so, Syria says it shot down Israeli missiles as they approached the capital, Damascus. Now, saying that it had countered an aggression from its longtime adversary with its own air defense. The state news agency Sana said Syria shot down most of the missiles, which were launched from the area southeast of neighboring Lebanon and targeted main areas near Damascus. Well, if it's coming from Lebanon, that doesn't sound like the Israelis to me.
Well, right, and the story actually is getting a little bit clear here, at least as clear as it can be in such a short time. We now see that the Times of Israel is now reporting that Israeli planes carried out airstrikes near Damascus early on Friday morning there, and this, again, according to Syrian state media, that's what they're claiming, and then there were sounds of explosions heard in central Israel shortly thereafter. Now, what they think this could be was an errant surface-to-air missile, anti-aircraft missile from Syria that went out and exploded over open water. So that obviously didn't do any damage to anybody, and nobody was injured, from what we understand. But this is developing right now, as a matter of fact. So we'll see if there's any other responses to these different attacks, and of course Israel has been trying to maintain the red line there in terms of what the Syrian forces or Iranian forces even can do.
Well, I do realize that Israel views Iranian entrenchment on its northern frontier as a red line, and it's repeatedly struck what it says are Iranian-linked facilities and weapons convoys and whatnot destined for Lebanese Hezbollah. And I'm wondering if that's what this is.
Yes, well, that could very, very well be. So again, now we understand that the alarm systems were not activated in Israel because whatever that missile wasn't headed towards a populated area. So again, this is hopefully something that is not obviously no damage, but still, this kind of thing can obviously lead to something else because this is a heightened state of tensions then.
Yeah, so we'll keep our eyes on this one and see what's going on. But as it stands right now, it looks as if Israel did launch, in fact, an airstrike against some positions in Syria, and we'll just have to wait to see what happens. Now, Kyle, we got a real problem with the credibility of the president right now because the people in Louisiana and along the Gulf Coast that have been affected by Hurricane Ida are hearing the post-Ida promises from Biden. What he's going to do and what they're going to do to help him, this, that, and the other. And it's kind of ringing hollow right now against the failure in Afghanistan because right now there's not that much being done to help them.
Well, right, yeah. Didn't Joe Biden say something to the hurricane survivors to the effect of, you won't be left behind? You know.
Well, they're already left behind,
yeah,
because
I mean,
we don't know what the hell's going on. Do we have another brownie in the mix here?
Right.
Remember,
right.
Oh, yeah, we got brownie. Brownie's going to take care of it.
Well, he's doing a hell of a job, yeah.
Yeah, well, brownie did a hell of a job, but he did a hell of a job to the best of his ability because the Louisiana governor at the time, pardon me, and the mayor of New Orleans at the time had no clue what they were doing, and they couldn't get the requests out fast enough for the equipment that they needed.
Right. Well, exactly. But if President Biden is trying to use similar phraseology to exactly what he just told Americans in Afghanistan, who are still there, by the way, this is going to it's not going to be too credible with the people affected by Hurricane Ida.
Yeah. And by the way, Ida going out through the Northeast, what a mess we've got up there. Flooding, all kinds of flooding. About 40, I think it's 48 people or something like that. It's a death toll. I believe that's what it is.
I've heard at least 45 at this time, but unfortunately that could rise as we continue to get more reports in. This was one big storm. There's very strong, and to continue that intensity and to see what we saw happen in New York, we know in other areas like Boston, for example, there was just rain everywhere, but in New York seems to have borne the brunt of it. New Jersey as well.
All righty. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle, and folks are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have Ron Edwards take us to break. You know, that guy from yesterday, Ron Edwards. So he's going to jump in here, and he's going to say what he has to say. Take it away, Ron.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I do believe I'll do just that. And don't forget the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. That would be Mr. Mike Lindell himself. And you can go over to the website, MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials tab that's right there. And you'll get in on the insanely low prices with huge discounts of the products that are there. Now, it's about 18 or 20 different items. And all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's CAPTAIN is a promo code to get the prices that they're offering. And you can also give them a call if you want to talk to a person. Give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's the number to call. Now, don't forget, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Anything that you see there, you'll save a bunch of money. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What were you going to say about something there?
Oh, yeah, well, I've got the Giza sheets. They're on their way. And, you know, Captain, we actually got that through the website, MyPillow.com. And let me tell you, the ordering process couldn't have been easier, couldn't have been simpler, just a few clicks. And the Giza Dream sheets are on their way for me. And I used the promo code CAPTAIN, too.
Yeah, well, that's a good deal. Somebody will say, who? You'll go, oh, that guy. And they'll go, oh, okay.
That's right. No, but it is a really easy process. They've actually got a great website and a great way to place your order. And we wanted to see exactly how it looked, and it looks great. It just is so easy.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, mm-hmm. because it was easy for me, too. But I talked to a person on the phone. I chose to do it that way. You know, the White House is saying that there are active ISIS threats in Afghanistan, as the number of Americans left behind is still unknown.
Yes, that's right. Well, and again, you know, they've been dealing with these numbers, and I think they've really tried to run sort of this confusion game on everyone, so that nobody really knows the number, and you'll hear a number, well, that's not really true, and so it kind of tries to soften the blow, for lack of a better terminology, of the fact that Americans are left behind enemy lines. The fact that others that worked with us are still left behind enemy lines, that they're being actively sought out for killing. You know, and again, this is the 21st century, and it's hard to believe that this is the kind of thing that we're seeing happening on planet Earth. But it is a stark reminder, though, Captain, that you do have bad people in the world who will do bad things. And for those of us who want to live in peace and pursue our interests and you know, just, you know, be regular people, mm-hmm. It's appalling.
Now, Jeff in Sarasota's girlfriend, Nancy Pelosi, has pledged to use a Roe v. Wade-type bill after the Supreme Court allowed the Texas abortion law to go into effect.
Well, of course, she's going to say that. I think it's easier said than done, number one, given what's going on in the Senate and likely what will be going on in the House and Senate following the 2022 midterm elections. But the Supreme Court didn't really do anything other than to say this: the appellate process is going to continue with this and so forth. So, but of course, this was the big rallying point. But it'll be interesting, because I was thinking about this earlier today, Captain. The Supreme Court, when it decided the Roe case, really decided this on a privacy issue. It really wasn't based on any kind of science or any of those kinds of things. And they kind of invented this in terms to be able to uphold the case the way that they voted to do. But if the Congress goes and codifies things the way that Nancy Pelosi's talking about, well, that may open up a whole other can of worms in terms of constitutionality, and the Supreme Court would definitely hear a challenge to something like that. So Nancy Pelosi can say that, but I don't know that she's really in a position to make that really work at this point.
Now, we're getting confirmation of the fact that at least 45 people have died in the flooding across the Northeast left by Ida. That number is surely going to go higher.
Yeah, most unfortunately, yes, and we hope that the lowest possible number, is the final one. But this was a very, very powerful storm, yes.
Yeah, you got it. Now, the other thing is, an accounting critic says the biggest problem facing Social Security and Medicare are the $1 trillion in unfunded debts.
Yes. Well, again, it's as if, especially when COVID came along and we had these big stimulus packages and so forth, and I understand the need that people have and so forth. That's not the issue. But we have run up quite a tab. So it's going to be hard to unwind all that.
Now, when you turn 39 and you retire, which is coming up soon, right?
Right.
You'll have a lot of money to retire on in Social Security, but I think there's not going to be any left there for some of the people that think it's going to be there for them.
Well, that's right, and that's why I think you see such a proliferation of the retirement programs and plan for your retirement and so forth. It's just not going to be. Social Security is not, and people aren't necessarily able to retire on Social Security per se, but to think that it will be there 20, 30 years from now, going at the rate we're going now, all things being equal, yeah, then that would be a big problem.
We're having a kumbaya moment, and it's not happening when it comes to President Joe Biden. It seems the Armed Services Committee, and that's a bipartisan committee, is considering a measure of no confidence in the President Joe Biden because of what happened in Afghanistan.
Well, you know, in a parliamentary system, as we've mentioned before, you could come up with a no confidence vote in the prime minister, basically, based on a major disaster like what we've seen with Biden on different, many different fronts, by the way, than Afghanistan seems to be, is the crown jewel, obviously. But yes, this is going to become more and more prevalent, I think, Captain, because people are looking to their constituencies as well and see that Joe Biden just doesn't have any respectability with them, hardly at all anymore.
Well, speaking of respectability, in a new poll that just came out, Donald Trump would beat Joe Biden hands down if the election were held today. As many as six times as many Democrats say that they would vote with the Republicans and that they regret their vote in 2020 on voting for Joe Biden.
Well, that's right. Well, there's a lot of perspective, and now it's no longer Joe Biden sitting in a basement in Delaware saying, I'm going to unite people, and I'm going to, it's all going to be fine, and this kind of thing. It's not fine. People aren't united, and President Trump, you know, for all this stuff about Trump and with the mean tweets and all these things and all the constant attacks from the media folks, but people are saying to themselves, well, Trump is actually vindicated on so many things. Jobs, the economy, foreign policy. You remember how Donald Trump is going to get us into a horrible war and all of the allies, you know, they just didn't trust Trump and all that. Well, I think they're singing a different tune today, don't you think, Captain, in light of Biden?
I know so.
Yeah.
I know so. Now, if the Democrats can either abolish the filibuster or expand the court, the Supreme Court, that is, or do nothing as millions of people's bodies and rights and lives are being sacrificed by the far-right majority vote, Dayak is saying that this shouldn't be a difficult decision. AI thinks it can be done.
Well, right, yeah, in terms of trying to expand the court and get rid of the filibuster and so forth. Well, sure, because then they have the tyranny of the majority. We keep hearing this phraseology, democracy. They're attacking our democracy, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we do elect our leaders. That's very true. We directly elect our leaders, but we don't elect sovereigns over us. And sometimes I think that, and this is a little extreme, I'm just trying to make a point, but sometimes I think people like AOC think that, hey, I got elected. I'm in charge now. I'm the sovereign. We can do whatever we want. But that's not the way our system works at all. So you don't want the tyranny of the majority, because the majority, and this is really key, the majority can get together tomorrow and say, your rights don't exist.
Well, AOC is insisting that Joe Biden's withdrawal strategy was a courageous decision.
Well, yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I don't call losing 13 soldiers courageous by anybody.
No, not at all.
Uh-uh. All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more, and if you want to opine, Kathy is going to give you the telephone number here to call. So go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. the remnants of Hurricane Ida caused massive flooding in the east. USA's Lance Pry has more.
Powerful winds and torrential downpour caused major travel disruptions across the region and prompted a flash flood emergency to be issued for the first time ever in New York City. New York Governor Kathy Hochul tells CNN,
"You cannot prevent the scale of something like this, but the answer is how you prepare in advance and how you respond. And New York is prepared for this. We have had so many events, from Superstorm Sandy to Tropical Storm Irene to countless events. We deal with flooding all the time in this state. And so we have the assets. We deployed them early enough. So we stand ready to help in any community that lets the state of New York know. We're also contacting people proactively saying, tell us where you need our help. So we'll always do an after-action report to find out if any of the systems broke down in the process."
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry crack skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I'll do just that. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for about 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, and you can chime in there, and they will give you a quote for automobile or truck insurance, whatever it is you're driving, to include your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And you also can get a quote on your homeowners, your renters, or maybe you got a condo insurance. And when you do, that will save you money. When you bundle that together with your automobile insurance, that will save you money. So check them out. You can check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, one last little thing before I go back to Kyle. I want to remind everybody about Thursday, September the 23rd. We will be at the Grand Hyatt, Tampa Bay, just west of the airport, right there along the water in Tampa Bay, 2900 Bayport Drive in Tampa. for the Job Creators Network Small Business Back, Bring Back Small Business Tour. Now, the big guests that are going to be there, Governor Ron DeSantis. He's going to give about a 20-minute speech to start everything out, a special in-person address, a kickoff speech. It's going to be great. And then I'll be up on stage during the Pledge of Allegiance. My buddy Bill Bunkley will be up there. He's the host, master of ceremonies, if you will, for the discussion they're going to be having. I'll also have with me Dave Moss Jr., and you'll be able to see Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, who could very easily be the governor of California, governor-elect at that time, and, of course, Alfredo Ortiz, the Job Creators Network president and CEO, will be there, and our good friend Rebecca Walser, who is a wealth management specialist, and she's also a contributor on Fox Business Network. You see her over there a lot. So that's going to be the night of the 23rd here, September the 23rd, and the reception starts, the VIP reception starts at 5:30, goes to 6:30, and then from 7 to 9, we'll have the event. So I hope that you can make it. I hope we can see you there. And in the meantime, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And we got Mr. Mike on the telephone line, so we're going to go right to him. Mike in Clearwater. Okay there, Mr. Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Kyle, you know, Kyle, I sat down earlier today, and I had a long, what I call, thought session, and I wonder where we went wrong, because, you know, I remember as a kid in the 80s, when President Reagan was in office, there was fighting between Republicans and Democrats, but, you know, each side realized that, hey, we're not going to get everything we want, so we need to negotiate, we need to get this done, and as even though they might have fought, they ended up getting it done. Each side realized that they had to give a little, and they came up with packages that were agreeable to both, and they put them through. Now, you know, you fast forward, what, 30-some-odd years later, and it's like, you know, it's our way or the highway, you know, and they're not willing to negotiate, like this $3.5 trillion. And I just wonder, Kyle, somewhere at some point something really went wrong, because this ability to work together, which Biden said during his campaign, you know, I'm going to be the uniter, well, that sort of is, you know, we know that's not true. And if anything, this man is definitely not a uniter. He's probably more of a divider than what President Trump was, because now they're going to push and ram another $3.5 trillion that we don't have through, and it's going to make our money even worth less, and then we're going to be that much closer to the cliff. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Can you tell me where we went wrong and how this happened? Thank you so much.
All right, Kyle, before you start, I want to play something. This will be a little bit of a clue. You ready?
Yep.
We are no longer a Christian nation.
We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation.
The United States has been enriched by Muslim Americans.
Yeah, thanks, Captain. No, I think you're right. Obama certainly was very divisive because I think just his manner, the way that he approached what he thought were these big problems with America. That being said, what Mike was talking about with President Reagan, you know, President Reagan and then House Speaker Tip O'Neill, they fought like cats and dogs. They were two men who were very, very committed to what they thought was right. And they didn't agree most of the time. But here's the thing. I remember President Reagan talking about how after 6 p.m. they could be friends, right? They could have a drink together and talk about things and be civil with one another. But that unfortunately is gone. There was something else too about Reagan's philosophy in terms of negotiation, especially with people like Tip O'Neill. Everybody had to go away from the table with something.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it wasn't simply a domination game, a zero sum game. But that's why Reagan, I think, was able to be able to bridge a lot of those mm-hmm. gaps. And so, unfortunately, that's of yesteryear at this point.
All right, let's go to the phone lines again. We have the Professor Emeritus Dan the Man up in Indiana. Okay, what's going on?
Hey, not a lot. I think this last 15 minutes or so has been one of the more interesting subject matters you've ever had on your show. I will tell you this. Last week, I have this poster in my office that has all the president's pictures, big pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I pointed to some students. You know, there's Truman, there's Eisenhower. You can believe the serious look on their faces.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go down and you point to Clinton, Bush, and Obama,
mm-hmm.
people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a bunch of college students coming in as presidents, people that never really had any real-world experience being elected to office. You see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said a couple weeks ago, I think this off-year election you will see record numbers of veterans being elected to Congress, overwhelmingly Republican.
Yeah.
You're going to go back to like 1948 when Kennedy and Nixon
yep.
were elected to Congress. You're going to see a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I would think it's been gradual over the years. You know, people say that Reagan didn't get everything he wanted and he compromised. I can tell you now, Reagan got a lot of stuff
mm-hmm.
done. In the 1980s, no new departments, no new programs, nothing. It wasn't until George H.W. Bush got elected before you see any increase in social welfare programs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to kill us.
Yep.
We're going to be $35 trillion in debt by the time Biden's first term is over.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear pundits and I hear politicians all the time, well, we're putting this debt on the back of our grandchildren, our children, our great-grandchildren. No. To get a handle on $35 trillion, you got to put, just to get a handle on it, it would take 22 greats in front of grandchildren. You're looking at, we can spend it faster than we can repay it back.
Mm-hmm.
So either we're going to have to cut the value of our debt instead of paying debt back at 100%, you might have to pay it back at 75%, 50%, or 25%. We're never going to be able to pay this back. Never.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't even be discussed as an option.
All right.
We can never pay it back.
I don't disagree with you, and we've run out of time in the segment here, but we will talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Okay. You guys have a good weekend.
Thanks. All right. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Bagamon Bob, you can call back with Denise, because we're going to be talking about the same stuff with Denise, so he's hanging on the line there right now, Kyle.
All right. Yeah, back M and Bob. And good to hear from Dan the Man.
Yeah. I don't think he can get his question in here. Let me just try it for a second. Back M and Bob, you got about maybe 20 seconds.
Well, I just wanted to say one thing. We used to have a real good way of electing people before some of the stuff that goes on in the elections now. The problem is we don't have a real good way of taking them out. We need more term limits and possibly a way of no confidence votes.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. Okay, thanks. Yeah, and in order to do that, at the state level, it's got to be the states that do it. City level, county level, those people. National level, it's got to come through the Congress. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months.
Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You betcha, and that's the dynamic duo up there in Carrollton, Georgia, namely Don Newen and Donna Fiducia. And we appreciate them doing that for us. And this portion of the Truckers Highway and Byron Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J's near you. Pull on in there and join the Drivers Club. Save yourself a bunch of money on fuel, as well as get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, and points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store. All right, it's Tone Loke night, so here we go with the second one.
Some action, but like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around for but none of them want to get with me. My threats are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what I'm low see? The girls are all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Cole Medina. Get more chicks, put a little Medina in your glass, and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and still be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. And he used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door.
Tone Low, Funky Cole Medina. What do you think, Al?
I love it. Yeah, and that's that Foreigner song underneath that, yeah, that he incorporated into that. So, yeah, that's Tone Loc was, he did a good job, I'll tell you that.
Yep. Okay, well, the weather has changed a little bit this hour. Go ahead and tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks, well, we are continuing to watch the air quality alerts happening in Wyoming. And, of course, if you're in the Casper area, you've got that. Also in Cody and pretty much the entire western half of the state, air quality alert because of that wildfire smoke. Also, air quality alert near Phoenix tonight. And then also up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, no more frost advisory like we saw about 24 hours ago, about 56 degrees now there in Coeur d'Alene. But, of course, the Caldor Fire, this is south of Lake Tahoe. This is continuing to generate a lot of smoke, of course, that we're seeing heading across the west. But at the same time, though, some good news. Some of the evacuation orders are being eased, so that is some good news as firefighters are getting some progress on this very, very devastating, fast-moving fire.
All righty, well, we're going to start in North Dakota because since we talked to you last hour, we now have a dense fog advisory from Jamestown all the way to the Canadian border, and it's to the west of I-29, so it's over there in that section where there's a lot of two-lane highways up there in North Dakota. Be advised of that. Now, in the southeastern corner of Nebraska, we do have a flood warning and watch there coming across I-70. Just a little bit south and west of Kansas City, and then skipjacking over in the middle part of the state, we do have some flooding conditions there. It's left from the original rain that went wailing through there 2-3 days ago. And then taking a look at what's going on the East Coast tonight, we still have some remnants of Ida left over in terms of flooding. The weather is pretty much gone. The rain is pretty much gone altogether. However, we do have quite a bit of flooding going on still in southern New England, especially across Connecticut, Rhode Island, and parts of eastern, southeastern New York State right there. But it is a real mess as we look at things, Kyle. And I will tell you this much. Right now, it doesn't look that bad for the weekend, but things can change by the snap of your thumb. Because we do have a couple of tropical systems, and let me go look at the tropical map here real quick because I haven't mentioned it yet. But we do have Larry, which is out there way off to the east, maybe coming our direction, don't know. And then behind it, we've got another tropical disturbance with the chance for a cyclonic formation over the next 2 days to 5 days at 20%, but it is following Larry, pretty much coming in the same area. And then we've had our tropical system that was down in the south of Cuba, which has now gone into the mountains there along the Cuban Peninsula, and it suddenly downgraded itself to a low pressure system. But it's also just a disturbance at the moment. Was at one time, by the way, a named storm, so there you go.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we see Larry out there in the Atlantic, and we'll see what the track looks like over the next couple of days here.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow on the weekend show.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And we're going to jump right to the telephone line right now and pull up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, the Syrians and the Israelis. I understand that the Israelis launched an airstrike against Syria. What else is going on here?
Well, it generally has to do with really part of Lebanon. And the Syrian missile defense system kicked in, so we don't know much more than that. As usual, Israel is not talking about it. But, this is how things escalate.
Okay, and I believe there was something that happened yesterday, and then this was the second round?
No.
No?
No. You may have only heard about it an hour ago, but it happened yesterday.
Okay, all right. And let's see here. We're also hearing that all the troops are back now out of the Middle East and Germany, the ones that were wounded. And apparently Biden went to visit the troops injured during Afghanistan at the hospital in D.C. So that's where he was yesterday for a while. Now, we'll see how all that plays out, because I'm telling you, right now, everybody is just kind of stepping back and wondering about Joe Biden. I mean, even the Democrats are wondering about him, because they don't know that, and they can't trust him, that what he's saying about the help that he's going to be giving them for the hurricane along the Gulf Coast is going to happen or not. There's a lot of people just going, well, we'll believe it when we see it.
Yeah, there's a lot of suspect attitudes about him. You know, he had mentioned going to the Tree of Life Synagogue, even when they had that shooting going that happened, what, a year and a half ago or so?
Yeah.
Well, he never went. So his credibility day by day by day is collapsing.
Yep, which is why his poll numbers are going down day by day by day.
Pretty much.
And you can't find Kamala, and she's been down in terms of her numbers. So Kamala is, I don't know where she's at.
Well, but see, you have to understand that this is fine with the White House. I mean, you know, she has an office in the White House. She goes there every day. So if they don't want her out in public, I don't know that it's really so much her, although I think some of it is. The White House is perfectly fine to keep her hidden.
Well, yeah, seen but not heard, or heard but not seen.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because we're not even hearing some of the comments that are being made. Okay, well, let's see. I'm just checking this out real quick here. Syria, they said they shot down a missile or missiles.
Yeah, with our missile defense system.
Okay, that's the SB-400, I guess. But anyway, hold on. We're coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Lots and lots and lots of stuff to talk about. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.